Thank you guys so much for keeping up with Kennedy. Even though I haven't given you guys much to keep up on. Welcome back, guys. We're here. Still in season two. Or should I, like, I don't even know if, like, this may be the last one for season two, because I ain't even the same person that I was in season two. We may have to go ahead and jump on season three. Like, for real, for real. It feels so good to be back, you guys. Like, oh my God. I got married. Oh my gosh. Buddy. Before I got married, though, I lost my grandmother, this month, actually, in October. It's been a year now. I really think that's the most heartbreaking thing I've ever been through. Like, I've gone through breakups, lost a child. Losing my grandmother was the hardest thing I've experienced in life. Up to date, you guys just, like, and for those of you who have people in your life where, like, you're so used to just them just being there, you think, oh my God, they're gonna be here forever, and, you know, nothing can happen to them, guys. This shit is so real, okay? Like, this shit is real, and, like, I'm sorry, I'm really trying not to cry because I've been doing good for like a day or two. You never know when somebody's last day is gonna be, you feel me? Like, I implore you all, any beef you got with family, friends, grill that motherfucker up, slap it on the damn bun and eat it, okay? Like, don't leave no leftovers, don't do no takeout plates, just eat that shit and let's move on. Because life is so short. Life is super, super short. You never know when your last day on this earth is going to be. And if you're going through, you know, something, the trauma that's just eating at your soul, you need to go and talk to somebody about it. Go seek counseling. Phone a friend. I don't care. I talked to my dog, y'all. Oh, yeah, we got a dog, guys. She's cute. Her name's Ginger. She's a husky shepherd. She's 10 months old, and she's so adorable. But, y'all, I talked to my dog, and I really feel like she'd be listening to me because she'd just be staring at me like, okay, mama, I hear you. My cat, on the other hand, he's just there. He's just like, all right, where's my food? But that's my guy. But, guys, like, talk it out, write it out, sing it out. You know, most of the best songs in the world were, like, heartbreaking love songs. You make music off of pain, man. I'm just saying. Like, and if you write a song about your feelings and you get famous and you listen to my podcast, you welcome. But nah, guys, it's been real. It's been real, real wild for me. Married life has been actually pleasant, guys. It's going so well. I'm worried. I feel like I'm gonna wake up one day and she's gonna be gone. I'm gonna be like, well, damn, that ended quickly. But I'm so happy to have married my best friend, my partner in crime, like, just my everything. She and I lost touch for a while, but we came back together at a very, very good time, at least in my mind we did. You know, during that COVID, that quarantine. Hey, listen here. If you are a part of the LGBTQ+ community and you started COVID single, but you now married, hit me up, okay? Because I want to know, how was your COVID experience? As a matter of fact, I want to know everybody's COVID experience. Like, when they was quarantining. What did you do? Where did you go? How much DoorDash did you order? Did you DoorDash enough to make an investment? Because if you did, I need you to go ahead and do that real quick. Okay? But I wanted to pop back up here, let you guys know that I'm still here. I ain't forget about y'all. Y'all might have forgot about me, but it's cool because, you know, I know I don't be on here like that, but it's whatever. But I'm getting some things up and off the ground, which I'll tune you into as soon as I have more information. And we going to try and rock the world, man. We going to shake the world up. Because y'all already know I am socially unacceptable and I don't give a fuck. So, welcome back to Kicking It with Kennedy. Thank you guys for following me along in my story. Like I said, I may not have a huge following, and I don't want a huge following. All I want to do is, you know, touch somebody else, get somebody else to start talking about issues. Like, guys, I want us to go in. If you guys have any, like, topics or anything that you want me to, you know, bring out to light, or just something you want me to address, period, or you want to shout out, please, please follow me on Facebook. I believe my Facebook is Kicking It with Kennedy. It has my logo on it. Just, like, leave something. Let me know that y'all are actually out there. And let's shake the world up, y'all. We ain't got nothing else to do. Like, let's do it. Let's do it to it. Y'all know all I'm trying to do. 24/7, 365. I'm just trying to catch a vibe. And I done caught a lot of vibes. So I'm going to fill y'all in on that later. But, because, But thank you guys again for listening. I will see you one day, another day. I ain't gonna say it's tomorrow, because y'all know I don't like making promises I can't keep. Y'all see how long it took me to get back here, right? Yeah, that's why we don't make promises. Have a great day, guys. I love you all. You're such beautiful people. I'm sending positive vibes your way. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you.